AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department says injured Capitol Police officers and Democratic lawmakers can sue former President Donald Trump over the Capitol riot. It tests Trump's legal vulnerability and the limits of executive power. New York Republican George Santos is being investigated in the House. The AP's Norman Hall has the story.
The House Ethics Committee says it has launched an investigation of New York Representative George Santos. The embattled first-term Republican has admitted fabricating major parts of his resume while running for office. The committee voted earlier this week to open the probe, which it said will look at whether Santos may have engaged in unlawful activity with respect to his 2022 congressional campaign. The panel said it will also review whether Santos was truthful on financial disclosure forms, whether he may have violated conflict of interest laws, and into allegations of sexual misconduct from a person who sought a job at his office. Norman Hall, Washington.
After leaving a meeting with Senate Democrats, President Biden was asked when he was going to visit East Palestine, Ohio, the site of a toxic train derailment. The president says he will sign a Republican-sponsored resolution blocking a new District of Columbia law that overhauls how the nation's capital prosecutes and punishes crime. Detectives are investigating what prompted a fight between three students at a Northern California high school. Santa Rosa Police Chief John Cregan says one student died.
The teachers immediately jump into action and they break up the initial fight. Unfortunately, moments later, the fight continued, and at that point, the student who was inside the classroom produced a knife.
A 15-year-old freshman was booked on suspicion of homicide. New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara and three other men pleaded not guilty in Nevada to charges they beat a man unconscious at a Las Vegas Strip nightclub before the Pro Bowl. This is AP News. Prince Harry and wife Meghan have been asked to leave their home in the UK.
Frogmore Cottage on the grounds of Windsor Castle had been intended as the couple's main residence. However, when they decided to give up royal duties and leave for California, it became a base in the UK for when they would come to visit. The Sun newspaper reported that Harry's father, King Charles III, started the eviction process on January the 11th, the day after the publication of Harry's explosive memoir, Spare. Disclosures Harry made in Spare deepened the rift between him and his family. The book included his account of private conversations with his father and his brother, Prince William. Karen Chamas, London.
Jazz saxophone pioneer Wayne Shorter has died. He was a foundational member of two of the most seminal jazz groups, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and the Miles Davis Quartet. No cause of death was given. Wayne Shorter was 89. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.